Welcome to episode 89 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, member of the Berlin Brigade from 1985 to 1987 via 3rd Platoon, Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade, U.S. Army. How's everybody doing? I hope you are well. Hope that this late spring, very, very extremely early summer storms are going around you or passing you by, doing very little, minimal damage. And if you're caught right in the middle of it like I was this week, well, I hope everything turns out all right. Luckily, knock on wood, here at the BerlinBrigade.com world headquarters, the CP is all in one piece. All the electronics, everything is good to go, 5x5. And I hope that's the same where you are. So let's get this 89th episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast underway.
Einsteigen bitte.
In this episode, we're going to talk about, well, we got a couple of things. We got some mail and got something I touched on last time and some new stuff that's going on. And so let's get the mail out of the way. Let's do some mail. Got one very interesting piece of email that came in, and it reads, Dave, and I'm not kidding, this is what it says. So, Dave, I was born out of wedlock in 1960, West Berlin. My biological father was a soldier with the last name of Raines, R-A-I-N-E-S, Raines, and stationed in Berlin in 1959. Can you help me find him? I do not know if he is alive. And folks, if you were stationed in Berlin, late 50s, very early 60s, and you remember a soldier with the last name of Raines, if he's still around, you know where he's at, let him know someone's looking for him. And if you don't want to get involved, I understand. Personally, I can't help him. I wasn't even born in 1960, let alone be in Berlin then, so I can't not help. However, I will shout it out. And so if you're out there, someone is looking for you. And let me know, and I'll pass along the contact information to you. Other than that, that's pretty much it for the mail. There's been a couple of other things that have popped up. One has been about hats. We're going to be doing any more hats. What about hats? We'd like some new hats. And we're talking about the Berlin ball cap, Berlin Brigade ball caps. I got one in the works right now as of today, June 22nd, 2018. It's in the works. I do not have a definite anything just yet. The messages have gone out. We've been exchanging messages with the printer or the embroiderer. Sorry, these will be embroidered. And so be on the lookout. Be watching the Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Berlin Brigade, all one word, facebook.com/Berlin Brigade, all one word, that Facebook page, or watch the website. We'll be getting it out there real soon. So real soon, I mean when all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, that'll be there. So for those of you looking for hats or new hats, they're on their way. As always, I do invite you to stop by the BerlinBrigade.com e-commerce page. It'll send you links to the our cafe press site and a lot of great stuff there. Just, I don't know if you've seen the photos on our Instagram page or on our Facebook page. We've got the Berlin Brigade light blue, not light blue, kind of a blue 6th of the 502nd, 5 of the 502nd, and 4th of the 502nd strike t-shirts on there. So check those out. 6th Infantry, I'll be putting your stuff out real soon. So get ready for that. I think that about does it for the announcements. Website update. We'll be getting that up to date this weekend. This is Friday that I'm recording this, but by Saturday or Sunday, the 24th of June, it should be all up to date. So I thank you for your patience. Let's see what else. That's it for that. So let's keep moving on. Folks, last time I talked about recording your story about how it chaps my hide, for lack of a better term, how people that were never there are telling us how we lived. And people are turning to them and saying, well, you know, you're the expert in the field. No, we were the experts in the field. See, it also chaps my hide how we as a collective continue to allow this to happen. And we don't. It's our story. I understand academia has its own unique perspective on things. But we, as soldiers, as veterans who lived during this time, we have a better perspective because we lived it at the micro level. We were the boots on the ground. We were the ones that were that were making what they only read about happened. See where I'm going with this? We are the ones that were actually there. We were right there first person. Great Dan Southard, great narrative on what happened when the wall went up and the standoff at Checkpoint Charlie. Great narrative about a little side story that we didn't know happened, that we didn't know took place. And it's not publicized, but Dan was there. He's got a great story. We were there. I was there after the disco bombing and what went on afterwards. How our battalion, 6th Battalion, was the only battalion outside the gates of McNair. And how we had to guard that at the Four Ring side. If you remember that, that's where the clock tower was. That's where 6th Battalion headquarters were. And I think it was 4-6 back then. It was also 4-6 headquarters. But that's what I'm getting at, is we have that unique perspective. We have that perspective that we were actually on the ground. We're not reading somebody else's stories like Professor So-and-so from University of So-and-so. I get that. There's a need for that. But there's an even greater need for us to tell our story. So it's time to get to work. And yes, it is that important, not just to you, but to your family, your Berlin Brigade brothers and sisters, the history of the United States and the world, to share your story. Folks, in case no one told you, we made history. And it's time to share our stories. It's way overdue. In the next few episodes, I'm going to be sharing with you the various methods on how you can record your own story. I'm going to just take a couple of minutes out of each episode just to give you an idea how to record your own story. But start recording. Start writing it down. Maybe start putting an outline together. And then when on the next coming episodes, we'll talk about the various methods of how to record your story. Do it. Because we're getting older. I mean, I'm old. And we're getting older, and our days are starting to get numbered. You know, we're starting to see that, you know, we've lived more than we're going to live. And once we're gone, those memories, those stories are gone. That real life first person narrative is gone. And once they're gone, they're never coming back, because now somebody else is going to start telling our story to our legacy, to our children, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, their great-grandchildren. Someone else is going to tell their story instead of us. Now is the opportunity for us. Now is the moment for us to get together and start recording our stories. So do it. Tell your story. It is important. And it doesn't matter what you did. You were in a place that will never, ever happen again. There will never, ever, in the history of the world to come, there will never be another West Berlin, East Berlin. There will never be another Berlin Wall. There will never be another Cold War. And remember that. So don't leave it up to others. Tell your story now. Put it down. That way your future knows, hey, this is what great-great-great-grandma did. This is what great-great-great-grandpa did. And they'll get to know you. They'll get to know who you were, what you stood for, what you believed in. And who knows? You might just inspire them. I guarantee it, you'll inspire them. Just by them knowing you were in Berlin during that time, you will inspire them. So get to work. Start telling your stories. And, you know, it's that time of year. If you need a little inspiration, here's one. It's that time of year. Summertime, late spring, early summer. It's like the second day of summer here right now as I record this. And so you know what that means, or what that meant to us. It's right, it was parade season. And when we were there, it seemed like there was always one parade a week. Okay, it pretty much felt like it was, but you know, I think it was because of all of the parade practice. And it itself was a parade, if you stop and think about it, because we always had somebody watching us. We always had somebody nearby watching us. But then again, in Berlin, we were always being watched, weren't we? I mean, after all, we were ambassadors of our nation. But it was unique. It was very different. It was very interesting. And I don't know how it was in the 60s or the 50s, but I know in the 80s and 70s, well, I don't know about the 70s either, but I know in the 80s, it was parade practice was quite a show. I mean, we still had to dress up. We still had to have our boots shined. We still had to have our uniforms pressed. And we still had to get out there on that hot asphalt, on the Four Ring. Sure, there were some days that were better than others, but for the most part, it was miserable. But yet, all of us were out there, all of us. I mean, you had to have very special dispensation not to be out there, or you had to be like, either getting ready to PCS or ETS, or you had to have both legs broken and one arm tied behind your back, or in some cases you had to go have some elective surgery done. And yes, we'll leave that alone, but we'll leave that there. I'll just say that I know one individual who got out of parade practice because he went and had elective surgery done. He elected to have elective surgery done. So he missed a couple of parades, but either way, it was still a lot of fun, and it was great, you know, seeing the Berliners. It was great seeing the Berliners. It was great parading out there. It was great out there just marching. I mean, I know now, looking back, hindsight's 20/20. Yeah, sure, it was great. But what just made it so unique is when you round that last corner out of the four ring and you're heading back to the front gate of McNair, and right there, boom, parked right there on the side is one of those Soviet mission vehicles. So you know they were out there taking photographs. You know they were out there watching us. You know they were out there impressed. And then that one time when that Mi-8, that Soviet Mi-8 was just flying along the Tel Tower Canal, and it had his doors open, and you know he had cameras on, out there filming all of us and watching us as we did our thing. That was very unique. I had never experienced that, being photographed at that level with by a helicopter or a camera mounted on a helicopter just for the sole purpose of photographing and videotaping or videoing us or filming us. Again, quite unique. And there's countless more stories. I know you've got stories about parade practice and about the parades, the 17th of the June 17 parade, the one there by the Victory Column. That was a lot of fun. And again, that's that multinational one, or the it was us, the Brits, and the French, and we were the British and the French, and sorry, no disrespect, marching there side by side. The Allied Forces Day Parade is what it was called, and that was a lot of fun. Again, very unique, and again, there'll never be another time like that where we get to march side by side like that in that city during that, for that reason, during that time for that reason. It'll never happen again, and I know people want to hear about that because, again, it's such a unique event. So with that being said, there's a lot going on. And speaking of a lot going on, another segue into another section is, remember our good friend and fellow Berlin Brigade veteran, Mark Valley? Remember he introduced us at the beginning? We interviewed him a couple of episodes ago. He was the former Jack Devereaux on NBC's Days of Our Lives. Yeah, he went from Berlin Brigade straight into television movies. He was on Diagnosis Murder with what's his name? Oh my goodness, I forgot his name. The Dick Van Dyke, there we go. I was trying to think of the name Dick Van Dyke. He plays the doctor who's out there solving crimes instead of saving people. He saves people. Boston Legal, Harry's Law, a movie called Jericho. And based on that, and that alone, I want to introduce you to a new drinking game, the Mark Valley Drinking Game. Yes, you know, this guy with over 60 acting credits, and here's where I'm going with this, with over 60 acting credits on the Internet Movie Database, Mark Valley is all over the place, and I'm not kidding. As I was writing the show notes, the outline for today's show, for this episode, Boston Legal starts on television, on channel, and so I tune in, and the opening credits, there he is, boom, Mark Valley. And that at that moment said, you know what, this guy has just now saturated television. Mark Valley has saturated television. It's kind of like there's always an episode of MASH airing somewhere. You know MASH, the TV show. So it's always airing somewhere at some time. It's always on. It's kind of like there was a time when Star Trek was in syndication. It was always on. Well, same thing now. Gilligan's Island, always on. Brady Bunch was always on. Well, now it's MASH. And now Mark Valley, he's everywhere. So that's how the new drinking game was born. And then, well, this really solidified the whole thing. As I continue with the show notes, I tune to another channel, and there he is again, this time on the Starz Western channel. That's right, he's in his starring role as Jericho in the movie of the same name back in 2001. That's a pretty cool movie. If you've not seen it, it's a little, you know, it's a nice little story. It's got R. Lee Ermey. Yes, the drill sergeant from, oh my. See, I keep forgetting things, but that's why we need to write things down. So you know who Arlie, he just recently passed away. Sam Elliott's in this movie. It was a pretty interesting little movie. So be sure, if you've not seen it, check it out. It's on Starz Western. If you've got Starz Western, check it out. And so again, that solidified the drinking game. And the rules are very simple. Every time you see Mark Valley on TV, you take a drink. Prost. That's it. Take a drink. Whatever your beverage of choice is. It doesn't matter to me. It's just a little fun. But it's just, again, to point out, this guy is everywhere. And he's representing. But you know what else he's doing? He has a new podcast. That's right. He's joined the podcast world. So congratulations, Mark. It's called The Live Drop. Check it out at The Live Drop, all one word together, thelivedrop.net. And don't worry, head on over to the BerlinBrigade.com episode page for this episode, episode 89. And the link will be there on how to, well, to go to the Live Drop website and to get info on how to subscribe to Mark's new podcast. He's two episodes in. And the Live Drop podcast is described as Mark ventures into the elusive world of intelligence collection and espionage to spot, assess, and debrief spies, spy catchers, analysts, diplomats, and occasionally the actors who portray them. A new episode each week brings stories and analysis from the Cold War to the present. And like I said, he's currently at two episodes. The first episode was a gentleman who was in the military, Air Force, if I remember correctly, but he didn't want to be in the Air Force Academy, and somehow he ended up in the Central Intelligence Agency. Trust me, no secrets were revealed. OPSEC 100% of the way, 100% of the time, so be prepared for that. And episode number two, it just dropped. He's dropping episodes every week, once a week, and this episode, it's with Dagmar Hovestad. Hovestad. I do apologize, Dagmar. I heard it and I just cannot repeat it. He's doing stuff over there at the Stasi collective, the files, well, the Stasi files on the former Andrews Barracks. And he talks about privacy and accessing the records and then personal privacy. And very interesting show. It's about 50 minutes long or 51 minutes long. And Andrew Bustamante was his first guest. I do apologize. Andrew Bustamante was his first guest, and check that out. And again, that's at The Live Drop. Congratulations, Mark. Welcome to the world of podcasting. It's fun. It's happy. You'll be sad, but it's a wonderful time. I enjoy doing podcasts. I enjoy talking. So I wish you, Mark Valley, good luck, and everyone, good luck. That's everyone that's involved with the Live Drop podcast. I wish you nothing but the best. Good luck. And hope to hear more from you real soon. And we'd like to get you back on the show, Mark, just to catch up on this and maybe do a little promo for the Live Drop podcast. So let's get in touch. Folks, that about wraps it up. Really not much this time. A little bit late, but hey, it's parade season and the weather's crazy and it's summertime and school's ending and kids are graduating from high school and a lot of stuff going on. But you know what? We make time when we make time, and I'm making time for you. So I do hope you have a wonderful rest of your summer. Don't forget, we're locked in starting Tuesday, July 3rd at 2200 hours. We're locked in. Because Wednesday, July 4th is the annual Independence Day Parade. On the four ring, all units will have to ensure that everyone is logged in for the night and settle down. So until then, I'll see you at parade practice, I'll see you on the four ring. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please get a hold of me on Twitter, at Berlin Brigade, all one word, at Berlin Brigade. I'm on Twitter. That's the handle on Twitter. Or by email, dave@berlinbrigade.com. If you really have any specifics or anything, especially if you know the soldier that was there in 59 to 60, Raines, R-A-I-N-E-S, Raines, if you know him, if he's around, let me know. Or if you're him, let me know. I'll put you in contact with somebody that's looking for you. Be sure you check out the Live Drop podcast. It's a lot of fun, very entertaining. Good work, Mark. Thank you again. And everyone else, I look forward to hearing from you. So as I said at the beginning, I am your host, David Guerra. And I thank you for your time. I do appreciate you following. I do appreciate you allowing me and the BerlinBrigade.com website to continue to be part of your life, this post-Cold War, post-Berlin Brigade life. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Also, follow us on Instagram under the name Berlin Brigade. All one word, Berlin Brigade. And stop by our Facebook page at facebook.com/Berlin Brigade. Berlin Brigade's also all one word. And folks, as always, until next time, Dankeschön, Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss.
Endstation. Bitte alle aussteigen.